The Utah State Fair Park Board wants to build a brand new multi-purpose arena, and they're asking the legislature to help pay for it. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
The proposed outdoor arena would be a state-of-the-art facility that could seat as many as 10,000 people. Fair Park Board members say it would be able to host large-scale events year-round and would help bring in about $1 million in profit every year. Roger Beatty is the chairman of the board of the State Fair Park Corporation. He says the new arena will allow them to bring in events they couldn't otherwise get, including becoming the permanent home of the Days of 47 Rodeo.
So it produces significant long-term revenues, increasing revenues that help defray the cost of the fair park, improve the fair park, and ultimately reduce the burden on taxpayer money to be reinvested for maintenance there.
The Fair Park Board is asking the state to provide $10 million of the expected $17 million price tag. The remaining $7 million will come from private companies and donors, including the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Republican Representative Mel Brown is a member of the Interim Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee that gave the project their vote of approval on Wednesday. He says while there have been many proposals in the past, the arena is the right investment at the right time.
And I believe the state has to step up, make a commitment to the park and to the future development of that park, and something we can be very proud of. But we've got to recognize it's going to cost us money, but it's worth it.
Beatty says the Fair Park Board would like to see this project happen as quickly as possible. He's asked the legislators to see if the governor would call a special session as early as July so they can pass a bill funding the project. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.